Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, one of the questions I want to lay to everybody's candor. I'm making it wide open. It's for everybody to answer, because I am bewildered. I'm confounded. At times, I'm astonished at what I see from people that declare that they don't believe what they're told by the Mockingbird media, the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, and their useful idiots. And so that's why I named the show today, When the Good People Let the Wicked Lead the Narrative. Especially knowing that they're being lied to. So with that, friends, we're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page. Subscribe to the live feed. You can watch us anytime you'd like to. sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you'd like to call in, I'd love to hear from you. Pro or con, it matters not. Jude 3 and 4. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to go over and I want to show this to you really quick. Okay, it's called, it's a little piece by Rebel News where Greta Thunberg. Who's leading the climate change narrative. You got to listen to this because this is going to premise the whole show. Okay, and I have you for 2 hours today. This is Greta Thunberg, who's leading the narrative on the climate change global scam. They're trying to create another crisis because they want to further enslave the people, not just in America, but on a worldwide basis, by taxing them for things that do not exist. Okay? They're trying to tell you that the world is warming, it's overheating. You know, back in the 70s, the world was going to freeze. Then it went back over to it's going to overheat. They called it global warming. Then it went to freezing again. And now here we are in the 2000s. Now they're going back. It's all designed, friends. It's confusion by design, Daniel 9-7. But again, what I'm laying to your candor right now is, why is it that the good people, big question mark, that don't believe the mainstream media, why is it that you allow the bad guys to set the narrative? Especially when they don't even know what they're talking about, folks. I want you to contemplate that. Especially when they don't even know what they're talking about. Well, again, Bradley, what are you talking about? I want you to go ahead and check this out, and you can see for yourself. This is Greta Thunberg, the leader on global climate change. Listen to the question, and then listen to the answer that she gives concerning the propaganda narrative that she is setting. Okay, listen.
Did you learn everything you know about things like climate change? Where did you learn all that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wish I knew.
So if you wish you knew, how do you know so much? Surely if you know so much, you would know where you learned all this from, surely.
Who has said that I know so much?
Well, because you are deemed as an expert worldwide when it comes to climate change. You speak on global stages when it comes to climate change. And ultimately, some of the things you say lead global policy.
If that was the case, then the world would look completely different, I assure you.
What would you like to do to make the world look completely different?
First, I would like to eat lunch, maybe.
Great.
Okay, so here you have it, friends. These are the little useful idiots that are put in place to go ahead and drive the narrative. Nobody believes it, but when they push it, especially from useful idiots like this that don't even have any idea as to why they're there, they're just reading a teleprompter. They're just telling you what they're told to tell you because that's what they do. They say that they're just doing their job. She didn't even know what she was talking about when asked. She has no idea, but yet somehow or another, she's setting the global policy when it comes to climate change. These are the people that are leading the narrative, Americans. And Americans and 53 countries that are listening to me right now, they don't even have a clue as to what they're telling you. They're just doing, again, what they're told. Okay, this is why people say they don't believe the mainstream media. But the fact of the matter is there's so many people that don't agree with it, but yet somehow or another, they approve of it in their actions. And Romans 1:18 tells us that they hold the truth and unrighteousness. And it also talks about the revealed wrath of God upon such a people. So they're going to be living in a bubble of deception, but the Lord is not going to leave himself without witness in dealing with them by bringing their reproach and putting it back upon themselves. And sad to say, that's exactly what's happening in America on so many different fronts. Listen carefully to what the devil that's in hell right now, a minion of Satan himself, Joseph Goebbels, a former propaganda minister, and it's not just him. Vladimir Lenin's another one, and the list goes on. We have many today in the present that just think that they're going to go ahead and sow whatever they want to sow, and they're not going to reap what they sow. Well, they're sadly mistaken. Just ask Goebbels that, if that's the truth of the matter right now, and put that up against Luke 16 when you get a moment as well. But what did he say? The propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler said, propaganda works best when those who are being manipulated, that's you, America, are confident that you are acting on your own free will. That you're acting on your own free will. You're so deceived concerning what's going on in this country that you actually believe in making decisions. I'm talking about a majority of the people. I'm not talking about those that know the difference, those that know the Word of God, those that are anointed, those that have eyes to see and that have ears to hear. I'm not talking to those. I'm talking to the people that go in the other category on the opposite side, Jeremiah 5:21. Those that have eyes but see not, those that have ears but hear not. What is it that you don't understand? The narrative in this country is propagandized from start to finish. 94% of your narrative is propaganda. And that's what's humorous to me when people think that they got a grip on what's going on in the country and you listen to their conversation for about 15 seconds and you know that they're watching TV. And yet again, you ask those same people that are telling you that you know, they got a good grip on politics. Do you believe the media? Absolutely not. Well, dude, ma'am, got a question for you. Where did you get that information from? From the mainstream media. Okay, so that's a walking contradiction. That's a hypocrite. Matthew 23, verse 3. And what we're going to do is we're going to take it from here, and I'm going to highlight topic after topic concerning what, in fact, is happening in your country today. And if you say you don't believe it, then I got a question for you. Why are you going along with it? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Hervonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Hervonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Hervonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERVANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Okay, so I just showed you a video by none other than Greta Thunberg. She's being used by all the powers that are tolerated on a worldwide basis. When she was asked where she learned all of her information concerning climate change, which is fictitious, she said, "I don't know." And yes, she's just doing what she's told. Folks, what do you think 99% of those in the mainstream media are doing today? You think you're getting real information when, in fact, you're not. That person, that individual is doing what they're told to do because they have editors that make sure that they do what they told, that they're told. That they do what they're told. I'm sorry. Some people will say, "Well, Bradley, that's just kind of way out there." I know. I've been pretty much way out there since the beginning of doing radio over the last 20 years, right? No, we can pretty much turn around and confirm everything that's been said on the show. And the fact of the matter is to sit back and say, you know, that's really far-fetched. I want to far-fetch you just a little bit more because this has been going on in this country. It's been going on since the beginning of time. Someone wants to control the narrative. But I want to go back to this, and I want you to check this out because in America alone, this has in fact been going on since 1917, where they controlled the narrative. And who started all this? Oh, well, the globalists, as they call them back then, and the elitists, they love to be called these special esoteric names, don't they? That they're a part of some club, that they're just the elites, and they're the enlightened ones, and they know more than the rest of us. Well, again, friends, I'm here to tell you that that's just not the case. There's a way that seems right, but the end is what? To a man, I'm sorry, but the end is what? Death. And folks, I'll tell you what, a lot of these men that have despised the word of God and have done their best in working against the Lord, they're now paying the piper, wishing that they could come back again, Luke 16, to tell you that what they told you, they shouldn't have told you. And they lied to you when they shouldn't have lied to you. I need to highlight this right now. And what am I talking about? Well, I'm just being led in this direction. Romans 8:14. In 1917, a man by the name of Oscar Calloway. He was a congressman there. He entered a disturbing statement into the congressional record. 1917, J.P. Morgan, a banker, steel tycoon, and a bully, hired 12 high-ranking news managers and asked them to determine the most influential newspapers in America. He wanted to find the most influential newspapers so he could control the narrative. Well, J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. So they started to undermine the Constitution. Okay, by using policy. So when you hear people talk about policy or politicians using the word policy, they're just using that which runs antithetical to the Constitution, or it's undermining our constitutional laws. Okay, that's what it is. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers in 1917. An agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought, and an editor of their choice was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping what? The new policy. And when you look at what's going on in the world today, you have in America alone 1,500 newspapers. It's interesting how many of them have gone bankrupt, but yet they're still there. 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 television stations, 2,400 publishers, all owned by six corporations. Folks, what they're doing is they're trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in, period. Now, I'm not going to go through all this, friends, but I do want to go over to, again, we're talking about the Mockingbird Media and what they say concerning who it is that they're working for, concerning the useful idiots that sit there that you believe are journalists. They said, namely, CBS News, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Does that sound like a journalist? Absolutely not. What about the New York Times? The New York Times is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. This was in 1960. In 1950, they were saying this stuff. Okay, but they started out in 1917. This individual right here, Richard Cohen, he's got a big mouth, and his mouth needs to be shut. And because said journalists and reporters do not have a right to lie, but they lie all day. Don't ask me. Just ask Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News. What did he say? He said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Like sodomy agenda. Yep. But that's right. Yeah. Well, what they call climate change agenda. Yep. But Americans, why do you allow them to set the narrative when you know that they're lying to you? I just told you what they said. I'm not saying it. They're saying it. They're the ones setting the narrative. It's a great wonder. It truly is. When you go over to Dr. Udall Ulfkott, who wrote a book exposing the CIA dictating journalists worldwide, he was a German editor and a journalist who confessed because he said he was going to have no more to do with it. He writes a book a year and a half later. He dies under bizarre circumstances. Questionable. He said that the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Of course it is. Of course it is. Taught to lie, the journalists are. Taught to betray the people, the journalists are. And not to tell the truth to the public. Is that what's happening today? Absolutely. And if you think otherwise, don't sit there and tell me about how you say you don't believe the media. You totally believe the media. And how do I know? Because I watch what you do. Dr. Udall Ulfkott said that the CIA gets control over all the majority of journalists. Do you remember when I had Kevin Shipp, former CIA agent, on the show with us some time ago? I'm guessing a year ago. Something like that. Give a little, take a little. And I had asked him the question about William Casey. He was the former CIA director. He was found at the bottom of a lake. He was an arrogant, prideful devil. Listen to what he said. Okay, this is happening in America. Also keep in mind the CIA was what? Made in reference to the American version of the German Gestapo, said President Truman back in 47. Listen carefully. This is what's in play today. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything that the American people believe is false. I didn't say that. The former CIA head did. I need to say that again, just because the picture of him saying this is him laughing at the people. Americans, you're being laughed at. And don't say, look what they're doing. No, look what you're doing, because the only way that they get away with it is when you let them get away with it. You call yourself the good people, but you allow these liars to set the narrative? Oh, okay. And you expect good to come out of that? Nope, not gonna happen. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. That's why I'm humored by people that actually believe today that somehow or another, you know, those that are caught up between Biden and Donald Trump, those are the only two offered by the powers that are tolerated, ignoring the 1,000 other presidential contenders that are available, but you haven't heard a peep from them. Why? Because it's suppressed and censored? I'm humored when people say, you know, oh, you know, if you're not voting for Trump, you got to be for Biden. Are you really that debased? Are you really that ignorant? No, not everybody's as stupid as you are. And that's the truth of the matter. Who gave you the options of Joe Biden and Donald Trump? The mainstream media did. What did Joseph Goebbels say, propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler? What did he say? Propaganda works best when those who are being manipulated are confident that they're acting on their own free will. And I'll tell you what, folks, I have never seen so many hypocrites in all my life. It is sick to watch. Now, if you listen to the show or you watch the show, you probably heard me say at least 1,000 times over again that 94% of the American people claim they don't believe the mainstream media, and rightfully so. Yet again, one question for all of you, especially if you're just joining us now, I'm noticing the numbers going up. Why then are all the people allowing these useful idiots to drive the lying narrative? Why would you turn on the television set to listen to the lies that they're going to go ahead and promulgate? I want to do this really quick, and I want you to hear this carefully. Because the definition of a useful idiot is what Saul Alinsky had shared with the people. This is the guy that thanked the devil, Satan himself, in Rules for Radicals. His disciples are Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, the Bushes, the list goes on. I want to go over this short list just to give you the definition of what a useful idiot is, because it's not really the useful idiots that I got a problem with. What I got a problem with, and what the Lord has a problem with, is those that claim to be His that are going along with the narrative that the useful idiots in the mainstream media, the Mockingbird media, are setting. Why are you going that direction? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. After Baltimore's Key Bridge collapsed last month when a cargo ship hit a support, it put about 8,000 people out of work. Dock workers struggling with how long they can hold on before seeking alternative employment. If you haven't filed your 2023 tax return with the IRS yet and you still owe income tax for last year, the good news is you have time before you're penalized. Most filers have until 11:59 p.m. Monday. Some, however, get an extra day or two if they live in Maine, Massachusetts, or Washington, D.C., due to observed holidays. President Biden actively campaigning for his re-election to black voters. Friday, he spoke at the National Action Network, a prominent organization dedicated to advancing racial justice and civil rights causes. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Really quick before we go forward, I spent a lot of time with my friends on live chat during the breaks here, but I want to go over and just share with those that are listening to us live. The commercials that you hear are Genesis Communication Networks, unless you hear otherwise, just for the record, okay? We don't have sponsors here. We are a ministry. And I'd have you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and in the process, check out our schedule. We have the East Coast coming up. We have Monticello, Minnesota coming up. We have Arkansas coming up. We just got picked up in Florida as well. So we have a lot of stuff going on here, and people call and ask or email and ask. Just go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, when you go over there, friends, go to the store and check out what it is that you may need. These are per your request. We're not just like making things up. These are great conversational starters. And we just want to go ahead and convey to you what it is that you're requesting back. So you're getting a little reciprocity. But do check out the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that we totally appreciate the 160 cities that are listening to us even now. We totally appreciate your trust in making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. I'm showing that right now on Sons of Liberty media.com on the show here, excuse me, and go over to Genesis Communication Networks. I guess right now we're running number two. There's times where we're 65% over anybody else during the number one spot when we're there. And again, we thank you for making us that number one and number two show. And we're just giving you a high five back and saying thank you. We appreciate it, and we know why you're listening. So let's get back over to this. We're talking right now is when the good people, right? Let me take it over to Edmund Burke. Remember he says when evil prevails, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Folks, I'm here to tell you that is the furthest thing from the truth. I totally respect the man. He was fantastic, smart guy. But when he said that, he didn't think that through. Evil prevails because good men do nothing, right? Isn't that what it is? Yeah, that's right. Well, good men don't allow evil to prevail. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that. Good men do not allow evil to prevail. They stand up against the nonsense, the evil, and the wicked, and they deal with them lawfully. And you have the law. Not only do you have the law on your side, but the lawgiver himself on your side. And the Lord seeks as such as will keep his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, that he might show himself strong on their behalf. So, with that, let's get back over to this. I just highlighted the fact that Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, said that propaganda works best when those who are being manipulated, America, they're telling you that they're doing this, are confident that they are acting on their own free will. Okay? And I just highlighted during the end of the last segment that, you know, if you listen to the show, I've said it 1,000 times, that 94% of the American people claim they don't believe the mainstream media. But yet, the question that I lay to your candor is, why then are the people allowing the useful idiots to drive the lying narrative? Especially 86% that profess to be Christians. Just think about this. I say John 8:44 quite a bit, but I want to read it for you for a moment. Because the Bible says that the devil and his minions are liars and that the devil is the father of it. And when you look at it, what does it say? It says, you are of your father the devil, speaking to the Pharisees, speaking to the Herodians, those that perverted the truth, right? He said, beware of the leaven, the wicked doctrines of both government and the church. Go right to the center of it, right? Because he also said in Matthew 15:18 that it's the blind leading the blind. If they do, what's going to happen? They're going to end up in the ditch, okay? You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He's talking to wicked men. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When a man speaketh a lie, like his father the devil, the little minions, the little useful idiots, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And when you look at Revelation 12:9, what does it say? It says, the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who what? Deceiveth the whole world. He can only deceive, friends, those that don't have the mind of Christ, those that don't study and show themselves approved unto God. Okay? He deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out onto the earth, Satan was, and his angels, his little useful idiots, were cast out with him. That's what Scripture says. Okay, I'm adding useful idiot. Well, what did Jesus say? Well, he goes in the other direction. And Jesus said after the Lord kicked Satan out of heaven, that I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Friends, if the Lord kicked him out of heaven, which he did, how is it that the American people, again, which 86% claim to be his children, that continuously make the proclamation that God has shed his grace upon us, he has, Psalm 33, verse 12, how is it that they tolerate what it is that the Lord does not? I mean, train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That applies to grown-ups today, right? That applies to all of us. If we're students of the Word of God, guess what we're going to reflect? Christ. If we feed on the bread of life, guess what? You are what you eat, right? And that's exactly right. Read John 6:35. If you feed on a propaganda narrative, Micah 6:16, which is a lying narrative, what's going to happen? What's going to be the end result? Well, what's the end result of sin? Death. Romans 6:23. And what else? Confusion. I want to say this again. How do Christians say that the Lord's will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, when he already exhibited his will in heaven that it might be done on earth? How is it those that call themselves Christians, how is it that they sit back and allow what it is that the Lord clearly condemns and forbids at every given turn? Read Matthew 6:9-13. You're going to have to answer the question. Today may just be one of those days where the Holy Ghost, again, is going to come in and convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Don't sit there and call him a comforter, because the Holy Ghost doesn't comfort those that are in sin. And I'm saying, don't call him a comforter if you're in known sin. Nope. The message to you is repent and believe. Mark 1:16. Did you know that Satan is also called a deluder? We have deluder acts in this country. Did you not know this? One who deceives, a deceiver, an imposter. Oh my goodness. I highlight this all day long. I sit there and I listen to the propaganda narrative coming from today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, who are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men, Matthew 5:13. I'm constantly calling out the lies of what they're telling you. And shame on the said conservatives of the day for not being the preservative, the salt in the earth that's supposed to be or appointed to be there to stop the moral putrefaction. Especially the Christians, and they'll all claim they're Christians anyways, when there's nothing further from the truth, just like they are, further from the truth. So Satan's called a deluder, one who deceives, a deceiver, an imposter. I want you to check this out, because again, this is good, pertinent information. I just highlighted the fact that Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, George Bush, Donald Trump, the list goes on. They're all disciples of Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. That's what the halls of government are filled with today, friends. They act like that they're impervious. Again, that they're above the law, and they feel that there's no consequence. They believe that the Lord has forgotten. He has not. Read Psalm 10. Read the whole chapter, bad guys. He has not forgotten. No, you are just hastening the judgment that the Lord is purposing upon a rebellious and a revolting people. That's what's happening here. But Saul Alinsky, he's the guy responsible for actually writing the book called Rules for Radicals. He thanks Satan at the beginning of his little booklet. We're talking about useful idiots right now, because we are to beware of the useful idiots. And if we know the Word of God, again, we're going to know who they are. Okay, Saul Alinsky, how to create a social state. Tell me if this isn't what's going on concerning the said journalists that you believe are journalists. No, they're appointed useful idiots that are just reading the teleprompter, just like Greta Thunberg. Okay, and I got much more to show you today. There are 8 levels of control that must be obtained before you are able to create a socialist state. The first is this, healthcare. Control health care and you control the people. What did Barack Obama do? Oh, many people want to blame him and him alone. No. Remember Romney Care? Romney Care, this all started with Jonathan Gruber, who mocked the American people, who talked about how stupid the American people were for believing health care in the first place. Romney Care turned into Obamacare. Oh, man, those guys are just terrible. Yep. Let me say something to you, media-minded ones. It's the American people that allowed Romney and Barack Obama to get as far as they did, along with the help of John Roberts, who's supposed to be the chief what? Justice. Oh, my gosh, folks, he's as corrupt as the rest of them are. He's a part of this little clan that want to destroy this country and hand it over to create a global order. Has anybody been paying attention to the fruit, Matthew 7:16? Well, what's interesting is everybody wants to blame them, right? But did you know that Donald Trump called it the American Health Care Act? So the name of it has been changed, and the reason they keep changing is because they don't want the American people to catch on. And that's why Facebook, as a matter of fact, and other outlets are busy censoring my show today and my content every day. Because they don't want you to catch on to the fact that you're being lied to. But again, even without me, you still admit that you're being lied to. I'm just giving you more of a resolve in the direction in which we need to look. More of a directive as to who the responsible party is. Okay? So create health care. That's what useful idiots do. Create poverty. That's what useful idiots do. My goodness. My goodness, I was just starting to get into this segment. We got another segment, and then we got another hour coming up. I'm going to hit the rest of these. We've got 6 of them. to go, but I wanted you to know that, do you know that the useful idiots in America today, the American people that have allowed these useful idiots to destroy the useful idiots that do nothing to stop these useful idiots, do you know that your national debt right now is $34 trillion? Okay, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What we're talking about is, how is it that the good people in this country, big question mark, those that claim to be good, let the wicked lead the narrative? How is it? I mean, every day of the week, you listen to me and Tim, morning show, Tim Brown, right? Afternoon show, 2 to 3, 2 to 4 on Saturdays, Central Standard Time. What do you hear us do? We highlight what needs to be dealt with. Because this isn't talk radio alone. This is Do Radio. And it's always been Do Radio. And both me and Tim are doing the deeds. We're driving the narrative against those that are lying. And it's for the people to begin to set the narrative in this country rather than to allow a bunch of, in many cases, probably inadvertently, naive fools to drive the narrative. Romans 1:22. And I'm not name-calling, it's true. And by the way, useful idiot is a term that Vladimir Lenin used concerning those that were stupid enough, when they meant to overthrow a country, they would find people that would betray their own people. That's what's going on in the mainstream media. That's what's happening in the halls of government today. Now let me get back to this. I was just talking about the definition of what a useful idiot is, according to what's going on in America. And who's behind it? Saul Alinsky. And I was just highlighting the fact of, you look at what's going on in the halls of government, starting in the People's White House. Remember, it's the mainstream media that put them up there in the first place to get into the People's White House, giving them all the attention that they need, all the while knowing that they were the ones helping that person lead and control the narrative. In other words, they were being planted there by the powers that are tolerated, because most people don't know that the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And it's exactly what's going on. It's exactly what's going on every day of the week. So let's get over to this. So the first thing you want to do, if you want to create a socialist state, you have to create health care. Okay, they want to force you to pay for health care. Okay, that's communism. Okay, just like he said it would. Create poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible, because poor people are easy to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said in contrast. He said, if the government's able to give you everything, keep in mind they're also able to take it away. But see, the government, folks, what socialists don't understand, what communists don't understand, what Marxists don't understand is at what's play here is the fact that they're stealing the money from the people that are doing the working, that they're attacking those people that are actually doing the paying concerning the taxes that they're allocating. What happens when they're done beating down all the people that are out there working? Because that's what they're working on right now. That's called self-infliction. This is what they're not paying attention to. Because once you see a system like that in play, where it destroys itself, the dummies that are behind the helm right now, and they're tolerated by the good people, big question mark, they don't realize that sooner or later you're going to run out of money. Then who are they going to attack? Because they're not going to have any money to do it. This is the judgments of the Lord. I wanted to go back because I brought up Donald Trump being one of these useful idiots. I have it right here in front of me. Donald Trump built a national debt so big, even before the pandemic, that it'll weigh down the economy for years. Did you know that Donald Trump, the guy that said he was going to eradicate the national debt, did you know that he increased it $7.8 trillion? And did you know, adding to the national deficit, does anybody know what the national deficit is? It's $34 trillion. Our forefathers, if they borrowed money when they were in office, their administrations, before they left, they would pay them back. What are they creating, friends? They're creating slaves. And again, it includes themselves. They just don't realize that yet. And how many of these people that are in office today have never had to go through the process of disciplining themselves to get themselves there? Nope. Nope, that's not what's happening. The communists are looking just like what Benito Mussolini said. He said, give me the scoundrels. That's what's in play. That's another sign of judgment. Look at 1 Kings 13:33. That's what's in play. You're trying to figure out why you've got all these losers. I mean, I was listening to the break, and all of a sudden I heard him talk about President Joe Biden. He ain't my president. He's never been my president. Fact of the matter is, my king is King Jesus, and I look to Article 6, Section 2, and I look to those that are upholding God's law, common law, in Article 2, Section 3, who are faithfully executing his law, and if they're not, I have nothing to do with them but to stand against them for their crimes being committed. Why? Because I'm not going to sit back and allow them to step on the blood and desecrate the blood of the men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants that look just like them that are now, what? In office in America today. No way. No way. Not this boy. Okay, so we got health care, poverty, debt. I just highlighted that. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. The way you are able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. See, it's just like the guy that's the author of this. It goes back to what I was talking about in John 8:44. They're all in hell now. And this is what people don't listen to. I don't care what the bad guy doesn't listen to. He's bad. He's on his way to hell. He's trying to create this nation, the hell that it's becoming. I'm looking at the 329.5 million people that are allowing these small portions to allow the things that they're doing. That's what amazes me. And I'm talking lawfully. Everybody's asking the same thing. But I'll tell you what, there's very few that are actually answering the question marks by saying no more, resist, let's deal with them lawfully. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Here's another one. You want to create a national social state? What do? Gun control. Spent the whole hour yesterday tearing this nonsense down. The federal and states are guilty of treason. Not everybody, but I'm talking about those that are, the governors. And mayors that are creating these sanctuary cities, they're completely unlawful. I mean, like folks, really, we have sanctuary cities in America to allure illegals in. Guess what they're using, friends? They're using your welfare dollars to allure them in. And you all know this. They're giving them $5,000 credit cards. They're giving them plane tickets to the destination of their choice. They're giving them telephones. They're giving them places to live. And you see what those people are doing in many cases? They're abusing the very people that made it possible for them to come here in the first place. But folks, when you look at that, and we're talking about gun control, in the face of their treason, because treason it is, what are they doing? They're now coming in, and some criminal judges that need to be removed and prosecuted, because we have provision in the Constitution to do that, if you take the time to peruse it. Article 3, 1, Section 1 says judges sit during good behavior. Here, is this good behavior? A federal judge just said that illegals can now have guns. Well, simultaneously, they're trying to disarm the American people? No! Americans, learn to say no. Americans, listen to me. Learn to resist. How far has this gone? The DOJ, it's the Department of Injustice. And that's exactly what it is in many cases. They just created another office to go ahead and help the states demonize their political opposition through what they call red flag laws. That's exactly what it's about. There is no such thing as red flag laws. And I want to show you how that works real quick. Isn't it interesting when a crime is committed and the criminal uses a gun? Isn't it interesting how this government, both federal and state, now accuse the law abiders for the crimes of the lawbreakers? Who's doing that? The same ones you're allowing to set the lying narrative, Americans. That is exactly what a communist does. What do? They self-inflict. They use the law against the law, and it's exactly what they do. It's exactly what they're doing. Another one is to create a welfare state. Take control of every aspect of the people's lives, food, housing, and income. Why do you think the state's creating so many dependents? Again, that's called the Cloward Piven. And what's going to happen? The system's going to break sooner or later, but that's what it's all about. Until it happens, and then the people that were used to create that state, they fall with it. They just don't realize it yet. Right? Go into the education system. Use the federal government to go ahead and usurp the authority of the states. And the states just sit back because you're a part of the club over here too. Isaiah 28 verse 18. You just let this stuff in. You go ahead and let us indoctrinate through National Baccalaureate or No Child Left Unindoctrinated or Common Core. Well, they've already done that. And you have how many of these good people, 86% that profess to be Christians, patriots, and conservatives, dropping their kids off at the school gate to be raised up by their sworn enemies? That's not what the Lord told you to do. He told you to raise them up. Proverbs 22, verse 6. The hypocrisy of people in this country deserve exactly what they're getting. Every country deserves the government it has. And what we're seeing is an absolute reflection of what the American people tolerate in this country. And it sickens me to the core. I've never seen so many hypocrites in all of my life. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.